I am glad that you're here today as we make our way through another week together. There is, as always, so much for us to discover about God in the pages of this Bible. I hope that you're a faithful reader of the Word of God and that your Bible is your most prized possession. The way to know God is to know Him through what He says to you in the Scriptures. And that's why I root and ground myself in them in sharing with you who God is. You do not want to hear about my experiences, opinions, and ideas. What you want, what your soul yearns for, is He. You want God. I am merely the conduit, the slave of Christ through whom the Holy Spirit will speak. And look, I am right in this with you, okay? I do not have any special revelation that you do not have. I learn who God is the same way you do, by reading, meditating on, asking questions of, thinking about, praying through this book, the Holy Bible. It's Bible, Bible, and more Bible for me. So let's go back to Luke chapter 2. Luke 2, beginning at verse 39. When they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city of Nazareth. The child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. That is Luke 2, verses 39 through 42. Yesterday I told you that in these verses and the verses that follow, Jesus teaches us about God. And specifically, Jesus teaches us how to parent God's way. The boy Jesus lives with his parents, and he does so in a quiet, routine way. But by his presence and his wisdom, he's always teaching Joseph and Mary something. And specifically, he gives us five insights into how we can parent our children. And the first of these, from what I've just read in Luke 2, is this. The presence of Jesus in their home draws Joseph and Mary into exacting obedience to God. What do I mean by exacting, and then what do I mean by obedience? Let me give you my definition of exacting obedience. I've taken elements of the way the dictionary defines this word exacting and mixed that with how the Bible presents obedience to come up with this. As I define it, the word exacting means requiring precision to someone who is severe in making demands. If someone is exacting, it means that person meets with precision the requirements of someone else who is severe in making demands. In this case, that someone is God. God's commands are severe demands that He places on us, and He requires from us obedience to those commands. Let me show you what I mean. Verse 39 of Luke 2 says, "When they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee." The they here is Joseph and Mary, and what they have done? Well, they've performed everything according to the law of the Lord. And this statement refers to what precedes verse 39. I'll not say more about this now because we already talked about this last Monday, May 6th. If you want to download free of charge the podcast on that, go ahead and get the God Is podcast for Monday, May 6th. And to get that, go to 590amtheword.com and click podcasts, and then God Is. 590amtheword.com. But what this verse reveals is that Joseph and Mary kept God's command to go to Jerusalem and fulfill what God commanded of them through His law. So they do what God wants them to do. And then we have verse 41. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. According to the Old Testament, every male Jew was required to go to the city of Jerusalem 3 times per year for specific festivals. And every spring, as to this day, the Passover was celebrated, followed by the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which lasted 1 week. And Passover was, and is, the most important of all the feasts. Notice the exacting obedience that Joseph, as the male Jew, has to God. He goes, note this now, every year to Jerusalem for Passover. Every year. Joseph believed God, and if Yahweh wanted him in Jerusalem every year at this time, then every year at this time to Jerusalem, he will go. But there's another dynamic here you need to get. The command was not that every year the female Jew go to Jerusalem for the Passover. However, Mary went anyway. That's how exacting her obedience to God was. For women to consistently make the arduous 18-mile trip from Galilee in the north to Jerusalem in the south and back again meant that Jewish woman was uniquely devoted to the living God. She's trekking something like 25 miles a day for 3 to 4 days. And notice again, I do not want you to miss this. Joseph and Mary go every single year. So we read about their exacting obedience in verses 39 and 41, and now listen to Luke chapter 2, verse 42. They went up there according to the custom of the feast. And a quick moment on geography. Why, you might wonder, why if Jerusalem is south of Nazareth, does the Bible say Joseph and Mary went up there? Wouldn't down there be the direction? The reason is, you always go up to Jerusalem, given that to get to the city is a climb. The city is nestled in a high mountain ridge. Therefore, the Gospels consistently describe going up to Jerusalem, even when Jesus and the others come down from northern Israel to southern Israel, where Jerusalem is located. I've told you that before, but I'm stating it again for new listeners. And now let's read Luke 2, verse 43. This describes the return of the caravan now from Jerusalem back to Nazareth after the feast, and listen to a little detail herein that speaks directly to the point I'm making about exacting obedience. This is now Luke 2, verse 43. And as they were returning, after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. When you get your Bible, highlight after spending the full number of days. This reflects well on the obedience to God that Jesus' parents demonstrated, because by far the majority of Jews did not stay the full week in Jerusalem for the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The mentality was, let me get into the city, make the necessary sacrifice for the Passover, eat the meal, and then get back out. It's like this, what's the minimum I can do to fulfill God's command? All right, that's what I will do, and then I'm checking out and getting back home. But Joseph and Mary did not share this minimalistic attitude to serving Yahweh. No, Luke tells us they stayed the full number of days. So the young husband and wife, and now with their boy Jesus, do exactly what God decrees. They follow God's law with precision. What a contrast to what many parents do today. You know how in your marriage you are obeying God, doing what he wants, being faithful, but when the kids come along, you stop? Excuses begin. I'm too tired. Parenting is hard. I'll just stay home with the children. You go. Your children become an excuse for you not to obey the Lord. Instead of you taking along your little ones and growing ones with you in service to Jesus, instead of you making them a part of everything you are doing in obedience to the commands of Christ, you let the kids dictate to you how to lead the family. But let me say this. The Bible teaches us that sons and daughters are no excuse to stop obeying God with exactness. Consider Joseph and Mary. They did not pause or pull back or decrease in their obedience to God. No, they increased their obedience when Jesus was born to them. They take him along with them to Jerusalem, and they continue to do it as the law of God commanded it. They performed everything according to the law of the Lord. They went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. They spent the full number of days. Parents, do not let your kids become an excuse for you to not have exacting obedience to our great God. In fact, the more you obey him, the more your children will learn to do the same. If you set the pattern of total compliance to the will of God, those precious offspring of yours will do likewise. But if you disobey Christ, your kids will also do likewise. Now, it is possible that you're sitting there thinking, okay, but what does exacting obedience to God look like for me practically in our busy family life today? You're a practical parent. Most are. Parenting forces practicality, doesn't it? And you want some hints on how to do this. All right, let me venture to give you a couple of ideas today. And stick with me tomorrow, because when we come into our second and third lessons on parenting, Jesus himself will advise you. This is a series of messages, so be here every day. Practical idea number one. Make Bible reading a priority for your family so that together you know what God is calling you to. It will be impossible for you to obey him if you do not know what commands he has given you to obey. I suggest you start by reading Jesus in Matthew chapters 5 through 7. Gather the whole family around, or if your kids are too young to understand, put them to bed and you and your spouse, or you as a single parent, get Matthew opened and read those three chapters. Matthew chapters 5 through 7. That will give you guidance on what his commands for you are as parents and are for your children. That's Matthew chapters 5 through 7. Now, in order to do this, especially more than a quick, one-time read, you will need to sacrifice something else. No TV or no Netflix, no social media or sports. Hey, you want it practical, so there you go. Bible reading and comprehension is an impossibility if we fill our non-work hours with everything but God's Word. Practical idea number two. Explain to your kids that decisions you make and how you conduct yourself all comes from what God wants, not from what you or they want. Mom, why can't I? Fill in the blank. Son, you cannot do that because Jesus says, and then you fill in the blank with the words of our Lord. Bring God right into the center of the dialogue that you have with family members. Try these. I have to go now, but spend some time doing what I've suggested today and tonight, and then come on back tomorrow for more of how God wants us parenting our much-loved children. There's so much more to discover right here on God Is.